The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Seth Boies of Dickinson County News. Seth, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Well, first off, what do you hope to hear come from the president from his address tonight on primetime?
Well, I'll kind of tell you what I told another radio station here a few minutes ago. I hope he can put something out that's kind of a upfront offer to negotiate, and that it includes both national security and humanitarian help. Make very clear to the entire country something that's not very clear from Pelosi when she says a wall's immoral. I'd like to have the president say, well, then why did you vote for a wall 10 or 12 years ago? We got 650 miles of wall. Was that immoral then? Now, that's kind of confrontational, and he probably will not approach it exactly that way, but I think that needs to be pointed out. And then emphasize what the Border Patrol has said about how important some sort of barriers are so people just can't willy-nilly walk into our country. And then speak to the humanitarian needs that exist somewhat on both sides of the border because of the caravans coming. And then I hope he can discourage caravans from coming.
Going off of that a little bit, where would you say the line needs to be drawn between providing humanitarian aid and having border security?
One area where humanitarian aid is very much needed is housing for people that are detained on this side of the border. That'd be to start, and particularly dealing with parent separation from their children. Now, I don't know how that comes out, how much money for wall and how much money for something else. But then even if the president got $5 and 6 tenths billion, you aren't going to finish the wall or the fence or whatever you want to call it, steel or concrete. And it's going to be steel, not concrete. And you aren't going to get it done in this appropriation session. And even if we appropriated the $25 billion that was in bills that Democrats voted for in February for a wall, you're talking about it takes a while to build a wall. The president says he can build fast. Yeah, he can build fast, maybe fast as he did, but it's still going to take time to get the job done. But the important thing is to make very clear to the American people what he tried to make clear to the American people in a news conference a week ago when he had Border Patrol people with him, for them to speak from their practice and their experience that it makes a big difference. He's got to convince the American people it makes a big difference.
And going back to the reuniting families, I know when the situation was a little more in the public's eye, you had some concern about the timeline there. One, how do you feel that they've done since that time? And I know there's been a couple of reported stories about young people who have passed away in custody. And what are your feelings on that?
Well, my feelings on that is that the extent to which our government was responsible, and I'm not sure that's very clear, we shouldn't be in the business of harming children. On the other hand, when six people come into our country, is it our, except for doctoring them, but guaranteeing that they're going to live if they're very sick when they come in here, you know, it's pretty hard to put responsibility when somebody violated a law, and if they hadn't come to America, the situation might not have happened. I think it brings to attention that discouraging caravans is a very important thing. Now, how do you do it? But people that are encouraging caravans aren't very humanitarian when they put people on the road and people die in the process. So, you know, you just got to look at it this way, that we've had this debate back in February, and I think I've told you $25 million was supported by Democrats then. So what's the big deal about $6 billion, or what's the big deal about even $3 billion if you're looking for a compromise?
Speaking of compromise, at this point, has there been any more work, even though the government shut down, on any sort of legislation to try and reopen the government with any new number or dollar figure?
No, I don't think I'll have any really update on that until tomorrow when we have our Republican-Democrat caucuses.
And then a little more local here to the state. I know a lot of the farmers are a little bit concerned since the shutdown is also causing the USDA to skip over its January crop report. So a lot of the farmers, of course, would like to know what's happening in the China markets. Any reassurances that you can give them in this little bit of uncertainty?
Well, there's another area you didn't bring up because you talked about crop reporting. But we thought a week ago that maybe the livestock reporting, but I'm told that that's continuing on a daily basis. And then the January 15th deadline for signing up for the help that farmers can get because of the tariffs, we've been in touch with the U.S. Department of Agriculture on that, and they haven't made a decision yet. But the only common sense decision they can do is that farmers that miss the January 15th deadline because FSA offices are closed, they're going to just have to extend that. And it's not in law, so they can make a administrative decision to advance that date, but it'll have to be advanced. We're getting calls on that from farmers every day.
I guess when session might resume on the regular, I know Senator Ernst introduced the No Budget, No Vacation Act, and I don't think there's many progress on that. But if the bill were to come up again, is that an idea that you would support?
Yeah, but don't forget, it'll probably be handled for members of Congress just like it is for civil servants. There are about half of the people in the portion of government that shut down, they are working, not getting paid, and they will be paid. And even the workers that don't have to show up will probably end up getting paid because that's what happened in the past. So it would be the same thing for members of Congress.
And then similar question, of course, there's rumblings of whether there should be term limits for congressional members. And you've been just in the Senate for 38 years, so what would your take be on a measure like that?
I'd vote for it, and I did vote for it probably about the era of 95, 96, or 97, whenever it was up. It takes a two-thirds vote to get it through the Senate. In that particular time, it got a majority vote, but it didn't get the two-thirds that's necessary, so it obviously is not out to the states as a constitutional amendment, but that's how I have voted. On the other hand, don't forget that every 6 years for senators, every 2 years for congressmen, we have term limits, or the people have an opportunity to impose term limits by just voting people out of office.
And also there have been a few rumblings that Democrats there in Congress are hoping to block any bill that's unrelated to the shutdown. Is that something that you can confirm at this point?
Yeah. At 5:30 today, we'll probably get 53 votes to take up the Syria bill. And 53 votes is not enough to stop debate. So if we don't get at least 7 Democrats supporting us, then they've effectively done what your question asked.
Thank you, Seth, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.